Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 14th day of August, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute. If you want to come up on the air, mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today with the Klamath Basin. And that being said, it's smokier and shit out there is what it is. I'm still trying to grab things to get things straightened around here. Anyways, when we return, we'll talk about Frederick.
Some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, who the fuck is Frederick and why the fuck does it matter? Frederick is Frederick Lee Flea. Our brother Flea, and I'll tell you guys why it matters. It was getting towards the end of July, and you know it's been a fight all the way to keep the trenches up, and it's been a handful of people. You know who you are out there that have given some people given what they didn't even have to give to keep it up, to keep it going, so it wouldn't be shut down, it wouldn't be stopped. Yeah, you guys realize, you know, if they did in overnight to InfoWars what has been done to the trenches, the report would be it's been shut down. Okay, you get a new computer, man, I think it was number one was talking the other day, you know, he couldn't get it on a library computer. It's being completely squished out. And we have no sponsors no more. I mean, those days are gone. I mean, the trenches, for what it was and how it developed and everything, except for the oligarchs out there who decided to hand the internet over to the Chinese, get rid of, what the hell did they call that? Net neutrality. Because it was good for business, don't you know? Boy, we seen the results quick, didn't we? Net neutrality. At any rate, so we were up there, I mean, and it's always been just barely getting by. And, you know, it had come to the point, everything going up. I mean, I got to the point, I said I'd never let my van be under a half a tank of gas in case I got a vamoose. It was just down there to nothing. And I'd went out a couple of months and I had borrowed money to keep the lights on, to keep it going. And it's always been, you know, it just seems like there was somebody there to save it at the last second, you know. But I'd had, we'd come to a point to where, you know, you go from where you have everything paid off to where you're paying this and that and this one and that one, and pretty soon everything's on shut off notices. And I'd borrowed money. And somebody, you know, talked to me a couple of weeks before that about buying my pickup from me. So I was going to sell my pickup, and then I was going to, well, at the same time, the computer broke down, by the way. I mean, when the day the computer went to shit. So I'm sitting there, and I'm going to sell my pickup. That was my intent. And I was going to come back, and I was going to apologize to all the people who had, you know, fought all the way and did the best they could and, you know, kept it alive as long as they could. And any donations after that, I was just going to send back to the people that had sent them. And you know, the equipment, anybody that wanted it, you send me something to ship it, and I'll ship it to you. Because I only own one thing here. I mean, of this, well, I guess a couple of things. I own the stand, and I own this mic, and that's it. The rest of it's there because you wanted it there, because you kept it there. And in the middle of the night, while I've got two computers ripped apart in my bed and my living room, to put a computer to you, that's why I wasn't that crazy about, you know, people wanting to jump up and go, well, how much you need to get a computer? It's kind of fucking irrelevant, dude. I'm going to have to sell my truck tomorrow, and I'm shutting the whole fucking thing down anyway. And then Frederick Lee called. He has done more. I mean, there's a lot of people that have done a lot, and like I said, I thank every one of you, and I do appreciate it, and we appreciate it right down the line, but Flea has been the one that has, there's nobody stepped up like he has. I know some people out there think he's real wealthy and everything. He's not. He's worked a long lifetime to get the things that he has. But when he turns something over like that, it takes from him too. But the reason the broadcasts were sponsored by Frederick Lee is because it wouldn't have been there. It just flat-ass wouldn't have been there. Flea sent us the resources to pay all the bills up to date. And with what's coming in, and, well, I got to thank Captain Obvious, because at the same time he had sent 100. But that was even before this happened, and I was planning on that as part of trying to buy myself to a point to where I would have, you know, 10 or 20 days to figure out how I was going to keep my lights on. But when Flea stepped up, and like I said, everything is paid the next month. What I told him at the end, I said, what you gave me is a month without my guts twisted in a knot. And the broadcast will stay up. There ain't none of you it couldn't have been done without, because it wouldn't be, I mean, for it to last that long, as hard as they're trying to bring it down. I mean, there's no expense spared. No advertising. Everything ripped away. We still kept it up there, and it's still up there, and it's still up there for another month, and then we'll go on through the cycle again, and if it reaches the point to where I just can't do it, I just can't do it. I don't want Mary, and I don't want Ruth, I don't want you people like that, I got to send you more, no, by God, there is people out there that have a fucking plenty that could be helping, and they should want to. This is the only fucking truth there is left out there. And I put it on them. Flea picked up the tab for you people who've done nothing. He picked it up for you this time around. So thank you, Frederick Lee. Onward and upward. Let's see. You know, I was listening, because I've been talking about Bill Cooper. I was listening to just little pieces of his stuff on the things he had said. And I listen to this, and I'm sitting there, I'm dumbfounded. Because he's talking about the militia, you know, the militia there is a military, it's a state military force. It's a state military force. And he said that, you know, I've been talking about putting your goddamn gun, unstrapping your gun, and going out there and enforcing your fucking Bill of Rights. You know, if you strap a gun on, you're trying to, what the hell did he say? He said, you're trying to grandize yourself. or else that was the other thing. Trying to make up for an effeminacy in you, like it makes you a man or some kind of shit like that. I don't know what world. I know you were naval intelligence, Bill Cooper, so you were deep into it too. You probably had your own fucking agenda, but I'm going to tell you right now, because the militia you're talking about, yeah, there were people. You got to understand, there were charters. I mean, there was what the hell's the word I'm looking for here? Legislated procedures for militia. Anything legislated comes from the government, and it is not of the people. It's that other world we always talk about. And as for Bill Cooper's assertion that the militia is a state apparatus for the protection of the state, I'm going to bring Mr. Tench Cox to bear once more. And once again, who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Oh, no, it's just the groups that get together and they work under a command, and people got, you know, can get reprimanded. They have military police and shit, and it's the army of the state as opposed to the army of the federal. And it's a federal militia. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. There's swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. Now listen real close here to you people who heard what Bill Cooper had said. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or the state governments. Now, these are forces that are raised under legislation like an army to be fighting a war. The militia is the people. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. We are the militia. And I wonder about this too, Mr. Cooper. When you pulled out that fucking .45 and shot one of those fuckers that was trying to kill you, were you feeling a little infeminine there, buddy? You know, I mean, that's just where Nesser got this shit. That's where General Nesser got this shit. I always wondered about that. If you go to one of these things, like when the thing out there in Bunkerville, leave your guns in the car and don't wear camouflage. You know, that's only for training. Evidently you didn't show up for a fucking fight. I mean, this is the world I come from. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just a little feminine. This is the world I come from. You come up, show up for a fight. I mean, and not to mention, I don't care if I want to wear fucking pink polka dots. I can wear any fucking thing I want. And there are no rules, a militia rule, really, about what I wear. How about the son of a bitch that shows up's got his gun and his pistol and whatever he chooses to wear because he came there to fucking fight, not to babble into the fucking air and have somebody over and film him babbling in the fucking air. Maybe they actually came, that's what, like I talked about up at fucking Burns. Ain't nobody gonna fucking fight nobody. It ain't intended. It never was. The militia is a lie. A lie. Across the fucking board lie. I tell you people, I am ashamed to call myself an American now. I used to think the thing of militia, man, when this whole thing, when I decided, I'm not going to allow these violations of my rights. Where the first thing you go to look for fucking, I want to stop this. I'll fight and die to stop this. You look for militia. And my experiences with the militia has been the same on each and every fucking occasion. They have been a bunch of religious fanatics. And they didn't fucking like me because I wasn't a religious fanatic. That's where I didn't fit in, you know. I didn't vex out for them. Didn't matter if you were willing to fight for you. They had nothing to do with you. You ain't fighting for your country. You're fighting for their God. That's what the word militia has become to disgust me as much as the word of calling myself a fucking American. That's how fucking bad it's got. Now, and also Bill Cooper said, the one who fires the first shot will lose. Well, and this is just after the Branch Davidians. I guess the Branch Davidians, because they didn't shoot first, they won. Little Sammy Weaver with the bullet in his back, when after they'd shot his dog, they pulled the first trigger. And they won too. But this whole thing is so disgusting. They're all, I'll tell you what you find, people. All of these people that are calling themselves your militia, your people, the people's militia. Remember, listen to what I said there again. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the fucking people. That is our liberty teeth. And this is why none of them want the bill to talk about the Bill of Fucking Rights or anything. Because it is our right. We outnumber them 3,000 to fucking one. It is our right just to come out the fucking door, shoot them all. You have declared war on us. And now all the game is to try to trick you into this camp or trick you into that camp while they're vying for positions of power after they get you to go to send yourself to slaughter like they have in the past, like the so-called Civil War and every other fucking war. After you've been sent to the slaughter, then they position right out to where they belong and you're just a fucking plebe all over again. I disassociate myself with any notion of the word militia in the terms of what this being called a militia across this country. I mean, if that's what it is, it's just another fucking force looking to fucking enslave me. Looking to put me beneath me, to put me under military, because that's what Bill Cooper was talking about. What he was saying was, just the same thing we're hearing now, the communists here right now. Those only people that really should be carrying guns are the militia. Really? Why is that? Because the people outnumber them 3,000 to 1 and you can't fucking control them unless that's the way it would be? How about we just kill every one of these son of a bitches? You go look it up. Go look them up. Find out who they are. All ex-government, all ex-military, ATF, FBI. That's all the fuck it is. It's a lie. It is not the people coming together. It's a bunch of ex-government people who know all about the power structure vying for a position to be the top dog pissing on you. That's all in the fuck it is. Group with your families. Go back to the old ways. And this is everybody's going to tell you, you know, the first shot fired and all. I don't give a fuck. Group with your families. They kill one of your family, you kill them motherfuckers back. You kill them back. Otherwise, you try to convince me there's any goddamn justice. We see people every day. I think we got something here about somebody just getting, you know, just fucking killing. They're killing people just left and right. You can go and watch video after video of it. And you have been just killing our people, but it's just our people getting killed, and they got this power struggle going on, and so they're gonna. And the whole what it comes down to is we're the fucking power here. Whether we can wise up and realize it, whether we can read that Bill of Rights, and it ain't that hard to understand, but it does take a lot of fucking balls to say, you're not fucking violating my Bill of Rights. You will have to kill me. Because that's the men who stepped out on Lexington Green and came to Concord. There was no goddamn generals. There was nobody. There was no fucking commanding anybody. Those people came out there as men to say, I'm not your fucking slave. I'm not your fucking dog. I will own what I build with my own hands in this land that I conquered. And we'll die as many of us as it takes, but we will keep killing you, and we will keep killing you, and we will keep killing you until we have our rights, until we can be left alone in peace. And it's never been that way because there was never no intent. Like I said, go look at it. Go look at your goddamn militia. If you find somebody in there, it's like, you know, it should have dawned on me when I went to Galice. Oh, I mean, I'm here. There's a big gathering. They're over there. They're trying to take some poor miner's mine away from him. Shit, I better saddle up and go get over there and get in it. That's what it's all about. That's what militias are, right? Go over there, and there's a huge fucking parking lot. You can't even get into the place where this corporate-owned mine is. And it's a whole parking lot of people, and they're being vetted by FBI, present FBI agents, past FBI agents, ATF, ex-military. Everything that defines the admiralty, that's what I found there. And that's what showed up out at Burns. It has always been to keep whether we understand it or not. Just with the guns we have, we walk out the door and we take into these motherfuckers, they're gone. We wipe them out. I don't give a fuck what they try to tell you, what they try to sell you. that you come up with a bigger one, we'll find a way to destroy it. We're fucking Americans. We took this country from a king, and you stole it from us. You had to sleaze it from us. We took it with fucking lead. At any rate, completely disgusted over that. Just completely fucking disgusted. I'll never associate myself with the word again. I'm just a goddamn, I'm an American national, and I have a Bill of Rights that's absolute law. That's all. That's all I am. And that's all each and every one of you are. But all of you put together, you are a fucking the largest army on this planet. And you're being punked, and you're being conned, and you're pissed on by a bunch of fucking charlatans. Arizona dad killed man who tried to enter daughter's bathroom stall. Ooh, who would have seen that one coming? And there's something wrong here? This is from USA Today. A Phoenix father is accused of beating a man to death after being told the man had tried to forcibly enter a bathroom stall occupied by his teenage daughter. A police report published by KPHO, KTVK, of Phoenix says the incident happened on August 7th after Melvin Harris, 40 years old, drove to a convenience store. Remember, I was talking about being at a carnival the other day, and your child going, and we was talking about a common law case. Drove to a convenience store to pick up his daughter and two friends. His daughter told him that a man had tried to enter her bathroom stall. See, that's what you get the confused about. Who saw you? You got the right to be in there because I'm a transgender. You see, I think I'm a man. I think I'm a woman. That's why I want to go in here and get this little girl, you see. His daughter told him that a man had tried to enter her bathroom stall. She identified the man to Harris and told store employees, according to the report, and told her dad, according to the report. The station reports the intruder shook the stall, attempting to get to the girl. Harris had met the man earlier in the night when he asked Harris for money, the report says. So some fucking just predator out there. A security guard told Harris that the situation would be handled. Harris went on to approach the man and allegedly punched him in the face. God, I don't know. Rip his fucking head off. He went to do what to your daughter? This guy's got more guts than any 50 of these son of a bitches, black booted thugs. The report says witnesses saw Harris beating and kicking the man as the victim lay on the ground moaning. Oh, he's the victim now. You see how this shit goes? Do you see it changing? Do you see anybody changing it but you? But then if you strap that fucking pistol on, man, that might make you a feminine. I mean, it must be why Antifa, that's why they walk around with their pistols strapped on everywhere they go, because they're a bunch of faggot queers, right? That's what Bill Cooper said. He's just another one of them. Deep naval intelligence, controllers to control the goddamn masses, and that's the truth of it. The report says Harris told police the victim had struck him first. Because it's already been settled here. This fucking freak who was in there trying to get this guy's daughter. He's the victim here, okay? Not that little girl. She ain't the victim. The dad who had his daughter accosted. He's not the victim. This fucking freak. This piece of shit, I guarantee you, he's probably got his own goddamn cell down there. He goes when he's pedophiling. And when he goes in front of the judge goes, are you okay today? Have you been going to your jerk-off meetings? Have you been learning how to molest correctly? You were caught by this. You were caught in a bathroom again. Now, you know I told you not to do that. Now, you make sure you get your jack-off class tonight. And you have a good day, sir. Next up. The report says Harris told police the victim had struck him first. He said he didn't remember striking the victim after the man had fallen to the ground. The victim was hospitalized with a broken nose and brain injuries. He died on August 7th, according to KSAZ. Justice. Fucking justice. He wasn't going to go up in front of that faggot-ass queer judge again and just go, now you stay out of those bathrooms and leave those little girls alone. Go ahead.
That's one less Jew.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right. Put me on, I mean, well, there ain't no juries, there ain't no common law. They're just going, man, he's illegally arrested, he's being legally held for defending his family. But I mean, like I said, back in the day, before everybody wants to talk about what a fucking shithole this country has turned into. The only thing people don't want to talk about is how it was done and who done it. Who done it? And it, because you'd have to look at both sides of the aisle. You'd have to realize there ain't really no, there really aren't no Republicans, and there are no Democrats, and there's no right wing, left wing. There are no conservatives, and there are no liberals. There's just no fucking law, is what the fucking problem is here. You, I mean, I'm telling you, in my dad's day, shit, everybody, they would have kicked him out in the street after he got beat to death. And then they called the law and said, come pick this piece of fucking shit up and get it off our sidewalk, will you please? What happened? Caught the son of a bitch in the guy trying to open the stall on a 14-year-old. What was she, 14 or something like that? On this little girl's stall. Her daddy beat the hell out of him and beat him to death right there on the spot. Well, man, that's the law. That's an act of war when you fuck with somebody's kid. It's an act of war. This man, he'll be punished to the maximum law. He killed a freak. He killed a predator. He got rid of the fucking problem. That's what I'm telling you people. When it comes time, it'll cost you your life. It's going to cost a lot of us our lives. But we're going to get rid of the fucking predators. We're going to have our peace and tranquility return to us. We're not going to be afraid for our children to walk up and down the goddamn streets. We're not going to be afraid to be sitting at a convenience store and let our little girl go into the women's restroom to go pee and not have to think that some son of a bitch would try to attack her in there. This is what I was talking about before. I said, I told you people straight up. I see somebody follow my old lady into the bathroom. I don't give a fuck what you wrote down on a piece of paper. He's fucking dead. I'll kill him with my bare hands. Ain't gonna do it. The aunt, he'd listen up. Listen close. All across the board. The answer's fucking no. We are by the, what do you figure? I've always figured, I've talked to a lot of people and back and forth and people claiming to be the militia or whatever and the shit and everything. But people, just real people. Real people that, you know, they ain't just saying, I'm tired of this shit, man. I'm ready to pull out a pistol and shoot somebody, Henry. I'd say there are 40 million motherfuckers if they would just stand up all at once. And become a feminine and stick that fucking pistol in their goddamn holster and just go about your day. These motherfuckers will seek you out. They will find you and they will come straight at you. And you will know that this is them because there can be nothing but an enemy aggressor, an enemy soldier coming at you because your common law courts have been removed, which is the only way that anyone could be coming at you lawfully. Without trying to remove that procedural due process. And then you just pull that fucking gun out and you shoot it. Yep. You might get shot. You might get two or three of them, though. And as this goes along more and more, and you know, I'll tell you what, it'd wake them up real fucking quick. How would it be? I mean, if one night a million were just fucking blown out of their boots. Every goddamn one of them were shot in the face. Oh yes, they were code enforcement officers. They were state police. They were all of these FBI agents. All these illegal agencies. You know, all these this walk around your fucking bill, your right to the common law. This removal of your right to the common law court and the common law procedures. That was, what did they all have in common? I don't know. It seems like somebody said something about you have no authority here. I'm a free man. I don't bow to no fucking king or the king's men. And I tell you, people, this is done. I mean, they've tried to make this seem like such a huge, monstrous, just like the ball of spaghetti. It's all supposed to be just so goddamn, it's enormous. One person can't do anything about it. You can't fight City Hall. But I'll tell you, 40 million one persons. I'll tell you what, they would rip it out. They would, like I said in a comment the other day, they would be killing themselves like a crowd at Mecca trying to get the fuck away from us because, hey, when we walk up to, they know we don't have any authority. They know we are an occupation force. They know that their Bill of Rights has been removed. They know that we are there to finish it, destroying it, to any notion of a Bill of Rights through the vessel of their body. We're going to beat them. We're going to tase them. We're going to put bullets in them. Not if I put one in you first. You might get me too, boom, but we're going to fucking do it, dude. Until the men in this goddamn country, and man, that pissed me off so much about Bill Cooper. What the fuck were you doing carrying a pistol, by the way, there, Bill? Were you being a tough guy or were you being a feminine that day? When at least you got one of them because you had a pistol. How many people have just been flat-ass murdered by these goddamn, by this occupying foreign force that has said, you have no Bill of Rights, you understand me? You follow commands when I give you commands. And this isn't a command from a common law court, buddy. You're not even an officer of a common law court. Nobody can give me a command, but the people themselves, another American national, only has the authority, and it has to be done through that procedure, and it has to be through a jury. That's only, I seen a guy, the other day, they were talking about him, they murdered him. He wasn't following commands. You look at the guy in Las Vegas. He's crying, crawling down the goddamn thing, all these M16s pointed at his fucking head. And he reaches down because his fucking pants are falling out. All he's got on is goddamn underwear. And it's blatantly deceived. His ass is coming out. Just in, oh, here we go. There's your due process, you American fool. There's your fucking due process, okay? That's admiralty due process of the, it's the process of the sword. And that's what they're, it's being implemented more and more upon us every day as we're being told we have this got to make bigger plans. No, fuck that bullshit. The reason you have to go and you have to run these cons is because you know where the fucking power is. You can kill me, it ain't going to change this thing. There's fucking 39,999,999 more right fucking behind me, and they're going to understand it better every time it happens. This is our fucking country. That Bill of Rights is abso-fucking-lute. You can't violate it. It has to be followed exactly. And you do not have, no government has standing in a court, in a common law court. That's why when they first started switching over and trying to work it in like that, admiralty law was actually the common law, bringing DAs and everything. That's why you had to sign a complaint. Because if one thing the goddamn common law does require is a goddamn another citizen, what they call a citizen, another national, with the authority to prosecute. All they were doing is, well, the state's going to prosecute for you. You over there, you're pretty fucked because the state has unlimited resources. And we've decided we're going to prosecute for this guy. I guess you're fucked, huh? Do you think that the people, that kid that crossed that goddamn, that crossed the Delaware and marched into Trenton and stuck that pike in that fucking German, do you think that's what he intended for you? It's being taken away. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Satan on the south side of town. Took good look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Blackberry Smoke again, because I didn't get that changed out. I was doing a lot of things before I came upstairs here. So, again, Blackberry Smoke with Payback's a Bitch. Boy, ain't it. And, you talk about an interesting article. The U.S. has 3.5 million more registered voters than live adults. Now, I read this, and I go, wow, really? Because every report, when you see when they're, because it's always a constant, get out there and vote. You got to get out there and vote. You got to get out there and vote. You got to get out there and vote. Oh, man, it's your civic duty. Get out there and vote. And it's always been 65 to 75% of eligible voters are even registered American nationals as the only people who can vote in this country. But this says the U.S. has 3.5 million more registered voters than even live adults. A red flag for electoral fraud? No, it's come to the point that the consent for the removal of your Bill of Rights isn't even being given by, I mean, it is in part because they have to have their, you know, a few million thrown in there. But you know that, well, it's all a fraud anyway, but they got to have some thrown in there so they could actually trace it back. Yeah, a few Americans did vote in this consent deal here to hand the consent, but the majority of the people who just gave consent to remove your Bill of Rights are fucking foreigners. Now that son of a bitch coming up to you, that's coming up to you with zero authority. It says you do not have the absolute common law right to have through the common law process. That you do not, that you are not a free man. That you do not have a Bill of Rights. You do not recognize it. He's a fucking foreigner. Most of them, a lot of them, I've heard them talking in, you know, like a Russian accent, a Polish accent. Fucking foreigners. And this is how they bring them in. This is who will shoot your children, who will shoot your pregnant women, and fucking sit back and laugh about it. They're not Americans. And I'll tell you what.
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I got a question for you. I'm like you, man, on that. I'm certain words I'm sick of hearing, and one of them is citizen. And isn't a citizen like a subject to the government?
Absolutely.
And then they flipped that from, you know, from that 14th article in the Constitution when they made all of us slaves.
The 14th Amendment. This is what happened, brother. Supposedly they freed the blacks with the 13th Amendment and then enslaved us all equally under the 14th Amendment. That's why that always going for that equality under the law. You're all going to get equal. We guarantee you equal slavery. Hey, that's like I said before, you know, if they're just beating the hell out of every third guy and you happen to be that third guy, I guess that's equal treatment under the law. It's equal. It ain't the goddamn Bill of Rights. It isn't your right to the common law courts. It isn't your right to the common law process. It isn't your right to be left the fuck alone when you're not bothering anybody. It isn't that at all. But you're absolutely correct. That is a citizen, it's civilian. As opposed to, now, if you're not a civilian, then you must be military. So you're a civilian, and it says right there in the 14th, that 14th Amendment that could never be written, that the 9th article forbade, says right in there, you are subject to the government. Now, that there's a subject, and if you're not the subject, then you must be, well, the king, because there's only kings and subjects. Now, free nationals, I mean, like what we're free nationals of the United States. We're sovereigns. We're supposed to be on a par with the crown heads of Europe. But, boy, they've taken care of that. Boy, you could never have nothing like that in an aristocracy like this now, could you? But a civilian, you're just a civilian. No, I'm not. I'm the fucking boss here, buddy. You work for me. I'm not your subject. You're my fucking employee is what the contract said. That's why, you know, even Cooper talking about the goddamn Constitution, it boiled me. The Constitution, huh? You mean that Constitution that's been turned around? That's the one you're talking about defending, that one that makes me a subject to the government that I created to be my servant? And you got to remember that when this was all done, in the Republic, the people in Republic, they still had their Bill of Rights in their hand. They it was a federal Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, it was suspended. It was called martial law. It was the first absolute total 110% violation of the Ninth Article. It took away your every right and made put the government over you. And it never changed after that, because that's when they added the 14th Amendment, making it permanent. You see, what you can get is you can get you a civil right. You can get you a civil right to be equally treated like shit, okay? And which is not a right from the Bill of Rights, an article from the Bill of Rights, which is your guaranteed authority to prosecute your own life. They have no authority over you. But prior to that, the goddamn documents read what they read. I don't give a shit what anybody wants to come up and say. Read. You're trying to argue with me. I dare you. Bring it on. The documents say what they say. And it's plain to any person who's read the history why they were written that fucking way. Especially if you read the Anti-Federalist Papers. Those people, it wasn't a handful, John Hancock or any of these dickweeds. I'd like to see their little cabal from down there in Philadelphia. I would have seen them come out on the field and them just took on them. They would have took this country right away from them fucking British, wouldn't they? And it'd been theirs. No, we've always been the people. See, that's why it is, people. We are the mass majority, and we're unrepresented. We've had our Bill of Rights removed, and we're the ones that's always done all the killing for them. And now, boy, the thing is, there's so many of us, and we're so well armed, and they haven't exactly made us paupers yet, though they're working on it. We could crush them in a second. They know it, and they know that the people, because of the internet. That's why you're seeing this. I mean, this is blatant, fast. People should see this. What is, man, they attack. Boy, bam, bam, bam. Woo, they ripped that son of a bitch down like nothing. Because it was, is, and will always be the great danger. Because the information's already out there. Once the people understand, God damn it, we outnumber these assholes that are violating blatantly, coming up, beating on us. Shouldn't do anything. Kill our kids. Whatever they want to, we outnumber them. We outnumber them 3,000 to 1, and we have the right to take out our guns and shoot them. They are not law. They are not a lawful body. The only place we were going to govern ourselves through the common law and through our Bill of Rights in the common law courts. We have the absolute guaranteed right to the common law court, and only an officer from the common law court can approach us to serve us anything. An elected officer, elected by us. And you can't have that no more because the courts have been removed. Once the courts are removed, it's all gone. How can you claim that you can give me a common law procedure when there ain't no common law courts to give it in? And a court isn't a building. A court is a body of law under which a question is asked. You ask a question within this body of law. You do it correctly, and the idea is you come out and end with justice. You cannot provide that. You have no intent of providing that. Your intent is that I am a goddamn piece of property, a piece of corporate property that you hold paper on, that you've sold a lot of us to China. You've sold a lot of our goddamn country to China. And you people, I tell you what, man, we're getting old. That's one thing for goddamn sure. We can't go chasing these bullshit things these guys are going to throw at us. It's either we take care of this, or you go look at your grandchildren, you look them in the eye. And know that how much worse it's going to be for them. And if you do get great-grandchildren, you won't even be alive to know it or anything. I seen a guy down the other day, another one of these people. He was the nicest fellow. But we had to go get Laura's license renewed, her driver's, you know, her permission to drive, so that I don't have to worry about somebody killing her going down to the store and back. But we're standing there in line way before the thing opens. That's what you do these days. You stand in line to beg these people to take your money illegally. I mean, here's a whole fucking room full of these people. Zero authority. Show me the common law. Show me where the procedural due process is met in any of that shit. Any of it. So this guy's standing there. He's trying to get his mom had died. He was an old fella himself. But his mom had died, and he'd been there like four or five times trying to get a title change for her car or something like that. And he said, they keep coming in and telling him he needs to fill out another piece of paper, and he can't just fill out the piece of paper and hand it to him. No, you got to go and you got to come back. And they sit there, they love it. These communists, boy, they love this shit. They are the weakest motherfuckers. You bitch slap them down. They're nothing to you in the real world. It's all one big fat ass con. backed by a back. You know, it's all backed by guns. But man, you don't want to put on no guns. You'll be a feminine if you do it. If you put on a gun and with the intent, good.
They get high pay and a real good pension.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, brother. And that's really what it's about. Anyway,
they're understaffed. That's the problem. They're understaffed.
Six windows and two people working. I know how that works. Rest are in the back having coffee. I know exactly how that works.
Sure. Exactly.
Anyway, so this old fella, you know, just to bandy a couple of words back and forth about how it's all without authority, how we're coming in here begging them to take our money, our fucking money they have no authority to take. And the guy says to me, I'm glad I'm as old as I am. I'm almost away from it. I'm glad I'm going to be dead. God damn it, man. It's too many generations have done that. We can't do that. It can't. I mean, at some point in the ball game, somebody's going to convince them that, well, you really do just need to hand those guns over. And, man, once those guns are handed over, I mean, I heard somebody talking about the rest of the world watching us, and they're just going, what in the fuck are these guys doing? Why aren't they doing that? They've got fucking a billion guns and billions of rounds of ammunition, and they outnumber the people who are pissing on them by the thousands, and they're standing there just being pissed on. Is your individual life that precious to you? I mean, I find life very precious. I mean, but it is a life where you're not free, where you're living through it, and you're living in a condition of bondage to make another person's happiness over there, slaving off of you, what kind of fucking life is that? Well, is it really worth that much that you'd live on your knees? You'd want your children be murdered? You'd want your girl get the dog shit beat out of her on the beach by four big fucking steroided up goons who wanted to beat on a little girl, maybe get a titty fill while they were stomping her ass. Is that how weak our people have become? Because I'm starting to wonder.
They've become that weak?
Yes. Are you that weak?
I don't think so.
I don't believe I am either. I think that this is all, this whole thing of making, it's like I used to talk about the grouse, this fluffed up thing. The goddamn numbers tell us otherwise. Everybody I talk to has had all this shit they want to take. It's just, if we've been all waiting for, where do we assemble up? I'll get shot and I'll get killed. I want the Bill of Rights. Where do we line up? Well, yeah, so you guys go over here, and we need you to go do this little thing and do some training over here, and then move these things over here, and then move these things over here. No, I'll tell you how justice happens. That son of a bitch that walks up and killed that little girl the other day, you know, the one with the handcuffs on, and everybody watched him just come up there and killed that son of a bitch, and then he's going to turn his gun into his precinct captain when it's all corporate, with zero authority to be around we the people, beneath us. Here at our leave, and he's going to hand his gun over to the sergeant, because that's what the procedure is, and they're all going to look at it, and they're all going to sit down together, and they're going to look at it on how that was completely justified. There will be no punishment for that son of a bitch. However, had there been one man standing there, no matter what the fuck else went down, when he saw that little girl get shot in the head, if he had pulled out his pistol and shot the son of a bitch that shot her in the head. Justice. That's what they fear. They know we have the means to bring justice to them. They will lie, cheat, steal, double deal with one another, cut each other's throat. That's why I said I disassociate myself with any of this organized bullshit out there. It doesn't exist. It exists for its own purposes. All you can do is get that Bill of Rights and understand who you are. And if you do love this country, if you love your children, if you love your grandchildren, if you love the idea that I have a right to be free, I have a right to be left the fuck alone, and this country actually belongs to me, so I have a right to actually live a happy life. You get that in your craw, instead of saying, well, would you tell me where to stand up in rank and file to catch the bullets as we trade bullets 10,000 shots at a time and kill mobs of us. See, this is what the whole idea is here. This is what they're working at. They know it's out of fucking control. They have to kill. There's too many of us too armed. We wipe them out. If we were of one mind, it would be over in a day. I swear to you people, it would be over in a day. It'd blow your mind. and the people are at a boiling point. But they just keep looking for, you're going to have to pass some vetting here. And you guys come along. You're going to have to accept my command over you, even though there can be no command because there is no Bill of Rights because we're all fucking slaves. So you're going to be inducted into my army as a slave inductee. But you're fighting for your Bill of Rights. Oh, yeah. I can just see it. I can feel it coming back. That's why I make fun of it. I listen to this shit on the radio and I tell Laura, I say, oh, that's it. I can feel my bill. I can feel my rights coming back. I can feel them. Bullshit. It's only one way this gets done. No matter if I live till tomorrow or you live till tomorrow or we live for another week or another year, there's only one way this gets fucking done. We do it. We enforce our Bill of Rights on the fucking spot. The son of a bitch. I mean, it's going to cost a life. This is what happens when you neglect something to this goddamn point. It's going to cost some lives. But by God, once they fail, how many, like I said, you know, is it going to take a shot right in the fucking face? He didn't even say anything. He just pulled out the fucking gun and shot me. Then he walked over and tacked a copy of the original Bill of Rights on my fucking forehead. And that was it. He walked off and we fought him again over there. He killed a few more and that was it. That guy's gone. Wonder what the hell that was all about. And what happens when it's all of us? They can't. I don't give a shit what they tell you, what they try to sell you. You sit down with a goddamn computer and realize how big this country is. And the fact that it's like when I rolled up on them fuckers out there that was arresting my nephew out in the middle. I mean, I had to chase out in the middle of the fucking woods and stuff. And well, how did you know where we were? Well, I fucking live here. Lived here all my life. I hear something on the scanner. I know exactly where you're at. I know what you're doing. I know what you're up to. I know how to get to where you're going faster than you do. But it's this whole idea that we're going to form into ranks and files once again, just like at Antietam. We're going to come out by the hundreds of thousands and kill each other. This is what they want. All of them. And they're trading off and they're making deals with one another. Who's going to, for the power share? When once they get the people back under control of the wealth, there's still a ton of wealth here they haven't taken. And the people are starting to notice that they're poor, they're tons of oil. Your crude is just flying out the door and they're getting $70 a barrel for it. While those people that sold you out in Washington are getting their $15 a barrel for it, you get fucking nothing. You get to work is what you get to do. You get to work for us. And people are going to wake up to it. I mean, it's going to wake up to you. But know in your heart, you outnumber them. You outnumber them so grossly it is pathetic. It'll be an embarrassment to look back on it when it's all over with. It will be bloody and it will be dying. It hurts to get shot, hurts to die. Nobody wants to die. But what's the choice? They've left you no choice. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, thank you again, Brother Frederick. I love you, man.